walk up this path, through the fields and into the woods. Come on, let's start walking. You'll see lots of birds.
If you're lucky, you will walk through some crops.
There's also a stream down there.
Oh yeah, there's a stream, but that's like near the back.
I went there last week.
Keep walking until the path has bent round to the left and you are at the entrance of the woods.
When they got back, they got
Well, living on a farm would be hard, but I've been on a farm lots of times and have been there for 3 days, so I know how hard it would be. But living on a farm would be very hard because you would have to wake up like at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I think working on a farm would be smelly because there's lots of animals and there's lots of mud.
Being outside would be really good for your health.
I think it'll be really hard because you have to like feed the animals, give them drinks, and eat, and you have to clean up all the animal poo sometimes as well.
There might be a bull just charging into you with its horns.
And there might be a bad animal and it might bite you.
I would be feeding the horses or pigs that are there and the sheep.
I'm a vegetarian. Well, I mostly don't like to do the pigs because they are like me and I mostly don't like them.
So sometimes I eat vegetables because I don't like killing animals because I love animals. I love every sort of animal and I have a lot of animals and I get upset when they get killed. And sometimes I tell my dad, don't kill the animals, I only get the ones from the shops that have already been killed because he has a safe where he keeps his stuff, and when he kills the animals, we always have to eat them, but I don't like it.
My nonna was a vegetarian. She tried being a vegetarian when she was, I think, 15. She normally eats lettuce, cucumber, and sometimes tomatoes.
My dad's a vegetarian, so he doesn't eat meat. He used to be a big meat eater, but now he's not. Because he watched a video of a pig dying, and it wasn't very nice, so he changed.
If I was on a farm, I would cut the sheep's hair so they're all nice and fresh. I would get lots of pets like sheep, cows and chickens. Yeah, and I'll bake them for my friends and family, eggs and toast. The farm belongs to my dad's dad, which is my granddad, and we have a horse named Baby there, and every day we let him into his field, we sort his stable, we give him a carrot and we stroke him, me and my sister do.
If the sheep had babies, I'll get one of those lamb bottles and I would feed it milk for lunch, for breakfast and dinner, and I would also take care of them.
Living on a farm would probably be really hard because you've got to pull like food out of the ground and make sure it's grown or not.
I think it can be good and bad because sometimes you can get really angry that the weeds won't come out, but sometimes you might be really happy because like you get a day off.
I live quite near a farm, so I get the smell of manure.
I'd grow sweet corn, carrots, beetroot, onions, and that's it.
I love vegetables.
On the farm I'll get some cabbages for the cows, sheep and birds so they can eat more food. I live near a farm and down there it smells really bad.
you might have loads of animals.
Taking care of the world and looking after the animals, and I'll grow carrots, cabbage, seeds for the birds.
I'll look after all of the animals, make sure all of them are safe.
When I'm older, I want to work at one, and I would like get horses and cows and everything, and I will grow lots of vegetables for them, and I would like ride the horses about like the meadows and stuff in it.
I hope one day I can become a farmer because it looks really fun, and I also enjoy helping animals.
You should have reached the top of the field and followed it round to the left, so you're at the entrance to the woods. Once you're there, go to the next track.